This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Cruel to be Kind by Kathy Glass, read by Danica Fairman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Since I began writing my fostering memoirs 10 years ago, the number of children in care in the UK has risen to an all-time high of 70,000. Children come into care for many reasons, including physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, neglect, or a crisis in the family where there is no one to look after them. It is always very sad when a family is separated, and of course, the child suffers. This is the story of one of those children, Max. Chapter 1. A bad start. His mother is in hospital having two toes amputated, and there have been complications. Oh dear, I am sorry, I said. Max is going to be very upset when I tell him he won't be going home. Joe, Max's social worker, continued. It'll be the first time he's been in foster care, although his family are known to the social services. I'm anticipating collecting him at the end of school and then bringing him straight to you, so I'm afraid he'll just have what he stands up in. Don't worry, I've got plenty of spare clothes. I already knew that Max was 6 years old. Good. Hopefully I'll be able to get some of his belongings tomorrow. I'm going to see his mother...